Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
Brooklyn Light of the Garber FFA chapter is competing for National FFA office at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis this week. Word came late yesterday that Brooklyn made it to the second round of the nominating committee process. Farm Director Ron Hayes is there in Indianapolis this week covering the event. He had the opportunity to touch base with Brooklyn about this exciting news.
Yes, I am feeling very, very excited, looking forward to the opportunity to just getting to see where the rest of this journey is going to lead.
25 candidates are left, and tell me about the weekend. How did things go?
Right, so we started out the weekends by first going in and doing our personal round introduction, just really letting us meet the committee. Then that evening, we went on to do our 3 hours of writing, and so we were assigned two different prompts and were able to write on that. Yesterday, I had the late shift. Didn't get out until around 10:30 last night because I had a late schedule for some one-on-one interviews and got to meet each of the committee members just in a one-on-one setting and get to talk to them. And then today, I went in and did my stand and deliver round, and so I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. Have round robin and media tomorrow, and then facilitation the next day, and then personal round conclusion. And so that will wrap up the week, and we'll see what the end of the week has in store.
And the committee is in the process right now, even thinking about how they put all the pieces together.
Absolutely. So it will be very unique to see how they decide to choose us and which qualities and pieces that they want. And I just hope that I get the opportunity to be a part of that and represent Oklahoma again in that way.
Be sure to follow along this week as we continue to cover the National FFA Convention by clicking over to the Blue Green Gazette on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. In other news today, the Department of Agriculture has paused its efforts to mandate RFID tags for cattle and bison. The proposal would have mandated that ear tags for animals moved into interstate commerce beginning in January of 2023. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says that based on the industry feedback and executive branch policy, APHIS believes that we should revisit those guidelines. President Donald Trump earlier this month signed an executive order to stop federal agencies from using guidance documents to impose rules. APHIS removed the fact sheet from its website, saying it's no longer representative of current agency policy. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard called the proposal a federal overreach by USDA, saying that the proposal would gift RFID ear tag manufacturers more profits. USDA says it still believes RFID devices will provide the cattle industry with the best protection against the rapid spread of animal diseases.
You got farm news on Ron.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette, on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is the service of ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.